Blog Talk Radio.
Love it. We love it here at Solar Records Radio. Hello, everyone. That was Mr. Norman Brown. That's the way love goes. And man, oh man, when that song first came out, I was in South Africa producing Hugh Masekela And what a beautiful song, man. When I hear it, the melody, I mean, just the whole thing is just awesome. It's nice groove. It puts you in a good mood. And that's the power of music, right? It can control just you know, how you feel and how you move. And so I'm just so grateful for that beautiful song that Norman Brown remade, right? Because Janet Jackson is the one that put it out first. And so, but anyway, much love to you guys. I hope you are all well and things are good for you. This is Wardell Potts here for Indie Jazz Day. This is Hump Day. It's the middle of the week. And we're trying to get, you know, we're busting our, you know, what's trying to get through the week without really hurting ourselves. But sometimes, you know, different strokes for different folks. And, you know, we run into different situations. And some of my friends I talk to, hey, everything's great. And some of my friends I talk to are like, oh, my Lord. So, it's a roller coaster ride. And so I just want to, you know, all of us, the ones that are even having a good time and things are well, thank you for tuning in and hanging out with us. We're just going to, you know, try to make it a little easier on you and just enjoy some good music as you're having a great time. And to my friends that may be having a difficult time, hey, you know, this music is here to try to help you, to make you feel better. And I always say good food, good music, and good company is a great combination. And that's what I'm doing right now. I got my food, I got the music, and I got my dog. She's right here next to me. She's a good girl. She follows me everywhere I go. And that's Miss Chelsea. And Chelsea is 2 years old. She's a sheep-a-doodle. And she just loves me. And she's just a good girl. And so, but anyway, guys, so let's kick back, relax, and have a good time on Solar Records Radio. Let's give a shout-out to all the people that are listening, my friends overseas. God bless you guys, and thank you so much for blessing us by hanging out with us. I know you have many choices, and so we're so grateful for your time and your love and energy. Thanks, Greg, for your beautiful flyer. We really appreciate that, my brother. And Astrid, she's out on the road doing her thing. All right, so guys, be blessed, and thank you so much. Here we go, little Pat McKinney. That's all I have to say.
Do I love you? I'll tell you no less. How deep is the ocean? I cry. How deep is the ocean?
My sister, my friend, my beautiful person, that's Miss Rainwood. And I just love her voice. You know, I had the opportunity to work with her years and years ago as a singer, even though she's an actress, a well-known actress. And when I heard her voice, I go, whoa. You sure you want to be an actor? You can sing, girl, and it's nice to be able to do both. That's a blessing, right? It's nice to be able to do both, and so I was just always so excited about Wren and her abilities, her gifts that she's gotten throughout her life, you know, being an actress and playing in a lot of, you know, movies and plays and stuff, and then turn around and to have a singing career. And she seems so happy and so blessed. We had her on here at the beginning of last year, and we had such a wonderful conversation with her. And I know that she's doing many more things, and we got to get her back on here again, because she is a beautiful blessing and just a beautiful woman. And you guys will really enjoy her. She's good, good people. And so I want you to you know, just to get to hear what she's up to and what she's doing and hear her story. What a beautiful story. And like I said, you can tell I love her. She's a good girl. All right, guys, so I want to go ahead on and answer a couple of questions here. In regards to me and who I am as a drummer, as far as, you know, me growing up in the city of Philadelphia, which is just so nice to say. me growing up in the city of Philadelphia, I learned some very great lessons in terms of the musicianship that goes on in the city of Philadelphia. The guys in Philadelphia are so serious about being a musician, not a drummer, a keyboard player, bass player, guitar player, horn player, violinist, flute player, trumpetist, whatever. They want to be a musician's musician. And for me, because, you know, they set the tone. They basically set the tone, and they basically said, "Word up, this is what, you know, if you want to be a musician, this is the level you need to be at, right? You need to, before you can go around and claim that." And so I remember thinking, wow. Okay, I was listening to some of the music, and I was like, that's awesome. Man, I wish I could do that. I wish I could play like that. And so I started studying very hard, because I didn't pick R&B. I didn't choose pop music. I chose jazz, because jazz has an amazing independence that allows you to be who you are, to play what gifts are inside of you in a structured environment. And I was just so blown away that these guys were able to do that. And I said, I want to do that. I want to be like a Billy Cobham. You know, I want to be like a Lenny White and Tony Williams, all these amazing jazz drummers that were just hitting it and hitting it hard. And those were like the main three for me in the beginning. And then I learned more about other amazing drummers and musicians. So I want to just tell you that my story, I chose jazz, and it was hard. It was no joke. And I remember going to Settlement Music School and working my butt off, you know, after school, doing my homework on the bus, going downtown to Settlement Music School, going in there and getting more lessons and more things. And so it's a grind. I was just in the 10th grade. And so it was a grind. It was hard on me, but it was something, it was a passion that's inside of me that I had really, I don't know how to say this. I don't know if the passion inside me drove me or, and I think it did, obviously it did, but I just also don't know if my destiny drove me. See, that's the weird thing. Like, is your destiny what you make it to be, or is your destiny what it's going to be regardless to what you do? And I think it has to be self-driven, and that's at least what I think. And so I tried very hard to make sure that I could be able to compete with some of the best drummers. Because I, in my mind, in my heart, I wanted to be the best drummer in Philadelphia. That was all, because that's all I really knew. Philadelphia was my whole world as a child, right? And so that's all I wanted to do, is to be the best drummer that there was around. And I worked so hard to do that. And I'm just telling you, and it went on. And then but because I was suffering with dyslexia at the same time, and no one knew what it was at that time, so everyone thought I just couldn't, or I was a little slow. And so it was like, and I just, my dad wore glasses, so I was thinking maybe they're right, maybe I can't see. And so I got glasses. I went to the place, and they said, yeah, you need glasses, and I got glasses. And we thought that would help. But it didn't help. My dyslexia was still in the way of my creativity and my schooling. And so it was a very trying time. But despite the dyslexia, the passion that I had for playing drums was stronger. And so I was not going to give up. And so I had to learn how to read music and learn how, you know, and practice and then do my schoolwork. And then I joined the school band, and then I became a part of that. So it helped me with my grades, because I was good in the school band. And so it helped lift my grades up, because I was suffering in the other classes, like the academic side. And so, but I knew that, you know, I can't wait till this is over. I can't wait till school is over, because I can't do this. It's just too much, and it's in the way. But, you know, as God would have it to be, challenge for me when I went to 11th grade, that all the guys that really were really good went to college. So I was like, I got to go to college. Like, how am I going to get in college? I can't get my grades up high enough. And so it's my passion started driving me again. My passion was the leader. It was the spirit of me. It guided me, and it pushed me. And despite the pain, I had to do whatever I could. And so I started going to get, I think he was my biology teacher, and I said to him, a science teacher, and I said to him, I really want to go to college, but I don't know how I'm going to do it with my grades like this. And so he started, his name was Mr. Feldman. I just remembered his name. Thank you. His name is Mr. Feldman, and he just came to me. And, you know, a very, very nice guy. And I just want to say he was Caucasian, and he was very, and I have to say that because I want you to see what I was going through too, not just hear it. I want you to kind of be able to picture my experience. And so as I was going through what I was going through, he stepped in after I shared my desires and my wants, and he said, I will help you. I need you to come to my house every Friday after school. And he helped me every Friday after school. You know, my parents let me go because they knew that I wanted what I wanted to do. And so I would get on the bus and go to his house and just study with him. And his, he had kids there, and they were younger than me, but they were his kids, and they were smart. They were really smart. And so we all were working together. And it became like I was a part of the family. I started feeling that way. He'd say, come on Saturday, too, if you can. And so I started going two times, Friday and Saturday, over to his house and just working on myself, working and working. And so finally, it was time to take the SATs and stuff for to get, you know, to see what the score is. And that's what the colleges, they look at your 11th grade grades to see if you qualify. And so, man, that was a rough year. I was working my little buns off. And at the same time, I was still practicing all the time and doing my regular schoolwork and going to Settlement Music School all at the same time. So I was full of school. And just to add one more thing, I had to work for my dad. So whenever I was free, my dad would say, I need you to work. Go open the store. Go, you know, work at the gas stations. And he had three gas stations, an auto store, and a hardware store. And so he needed help. And so I was helping him. I'm his only son. And so it was hard. It was a lot going on. And so when I'm looking back at it, I go, whoa, that was a lot on my plate. But when you're in it, you don't see it that way. You just, my passion was so passionate, if you will, that it was driving me so hard that I couldn't pay attention to all of the obstacles. I only looked at them as opportunities and gifts. And I worked really hard, and then I made it. I got accepted. A letter came to the house and said that we accept you. Oh, my God, I almost exploded. I was so happy. I was so blessed, and I couldn't believe it because my sisters were so much smarter than me, but they were younger than me, too. They couldn't – it wasn't time for them to do that. So when I got that letter, it was a sense of pride, like, I'm your big brother, and I'm showing you this is what we're supposed to do. And I showed them my mom. Everybody in my family was so proud because I would be the first in my family to go to college. And so – and it was just beautiful. And so, but anyway, so with that being said, I continued to work very, very hard. And I learned about so many other amazing musicians. And most of those, like I said, a lot of them were self-taught, but some of them were college students. And so Stanley Clark at the time was a college student out of Philadelphia, and he went to Philadelphia Music Academy in downtown Philadelphia. So all of the musicians wanted to go to some kind of music school. And so I didn't make it into that school because of my grades. But the school that I did make it into was called Norfolk State in the state of Virginia. And so I was just very blessed to be in that state. I mean, to be accepted in that school at Norfolk State. And so anyway, I'm going to play you. I just want you to hear the kind of music that I was listening to and learning, and my friends was like, what is that music you are listening to, and, you know, why do you like it? Because let me just tell you, and I'm getting this thing set up right now while I'm telling you this. the music was so different than what, as children, what we, every, all the kids my age was listening to. I was a teenager, but the kids was listening to R&B and just, you know, having a great time. And that was the music of that they expected me to listen to and me to be a part of. But it wasn't quite that. They didn't even understand why. What is wrong with you? Why are you listening to this music? So I'm going to play you Mr. Stanley Clarke, who was my idol as a young man who grew up in the city of Philadelphia. And he is a bass player, but he always had amazing drummers that played for him. And this is a song he did in 1974. And I tell you, I graduated in 1976. I should have graduated in 75. I'll tell you about that later. But anyway, so I graduated in 1976. And Stanley Clarke record was just hitting the charts. And it was taking off. His career was taking off. People were just like, everybody, all the people in Philadelphia was like, this is what we should be doing. This is, if you want to be a musician, you got to follow Stanley. You got to do what he's doing because he's doing it right. And cause there's a lot of musicians, local musicians that are really talented, but they didn't get the national recognition. And Stanley did. And so not only national, but worldwide, international. So it was like, that's the guy right there. So we got to follow him. So listen to this, and then I'll come back and answer a couple more questions. But I want you to hear this because this is what, this is really the roadmap to helping me to become a professional drummer. All right, so here, this is Mr. Stanley Clarke, and the name of the song is called Lopsy Loose. We'll be back. Thank you. Yes, yes. Well, my goodness. So, I know for some of you, you go, whoa, what kind of jazz is that? Right? So it's not your typical kind of jazz. It has a groove, a different kind of groove, because we call this progressive jazz. It's not just traditional jazz. It's progressive jazz. And the guys are very, very progressive. Whoa, that's a beautiful Throwback Thursday flyer. I'm sorry about that. Greg did that to me. So the progressive jazz music was very aggressive when it came down to these guys putting laying it on the line and making it happen. Stanley Clark and the drummer on that particular song was Gerald Brown, and he passed away last year. Rest in peace, my brother. I think it was last year or the year before. But really an amazing musicians and musicianship. And so I chose progressive jazz. I didn't choose traditional jazz. I love traditional jazz, but this here kind of jazz would just push you. You know, Chick Corea, if you ever listen to Chick Corea, if you haven't, you need to. He just passed away last year. But Chick Corea, I think it was this year, the beginning of this year, amazing keyboardist, amazing. And him and Stanley Clark came together and created a group called Return to Forever. And Lenny White, Al DiNoiola, Stanley Clark, and Chick Corea, they were an amazing band. And they were who I followed. I followed them. And then I learned from them, I learned about Weather Report. And that's where Jaco Pastorius was hanging out at, with Weather Report. Alfonso Johnson was the bass player before Jaco Pastorius came in and somehow got that gig. And he changed the sound of Weather Report because his style of playing was so awkward. They both were bass players, Alfonso Johnson and Jaco Pastorius, but Jaco Pastorius' bass playing was so unique. He treated the bass so differently. He was the controller. He controlled that bass. Him and the bass were made to be together because he started out as a drummer. And then something happened to the bass player, and the band was kind of upset because they weren't going to be able to do a gig. And then Jaco's said, hey, listen, don't worry about it. I'll pick up the bass. I'll learn it. I'll have it down in a couple of weeks, and I'll be better, even better than the guy that just left. Like, why? Well, get out of here. You're conceited. And Lord have mercy, he was so right. He was so right. He was supposed to do what he did. And what an amazing bass player. But that group, Weather Report, was just another one of those very aggressive groups, progressive, that I really enjoy listening to. So their music is just a little different than traditional jazz. So that was my journey. That was what got me going. And it took me to a different level, a very respectful level, by the way, because what happened is that it made the other guys that was doing R&B pay attention to what I was doing as a jazz drummer. And they were like, wow, you're good. And so that's how I ended up meeting a very good friend of mine by the name of Tony Westcott, who was the drummer for the Silvers. Now you see the connection. And Tony lived behind my dad's gas station. And so I heard him practicing. I went to his house and I knocked on the door. Finally, he heard me, came out, and I told him who I was, and I told him, you know, I'm a drummer as well, and I like to, you know, check him out. And he told me to come on down to his basement. He had this beautiful set of Ludwigs that were, it was fiberglass blue. It had a blue tint, fiberglass, and it was just beautiful. And he had lights in them. And he was playing. It was like, whoa, it was like a concert watching him. And but he was a professional drummer. And I told him, I said, I want to do that. I want to do what you do. I want to be professional. I wanted, you know, and so I showed him what I did, and he was like, whoa, that's ridiculous. I want to learn that. So what we did is I showed him jazz, and he showed me R&B. And that was the introduction to the R&B world. And Tony was walking, and he always looked like a rock star. He had fur and all kinds of stuff hanging off of him. His clothes were just big. It was just like a big rock star. He looked like the Silvers. And so anyway, I ended up, that's how I ended up in Los Angeles, because Leon Silvers had called Tony and said he's starting a new group called Dynasty, and he wanted Tony to be the drummer. And Tony didn't want to go. And he wanted to, because he wanted to stay with his family, which is very respectful. He's like, I've been on the road so much. I've been away from my family too long. I think I'm going to stay here. And he did. But he remembered me saying that I want to do what you do. And so he called me and said, you still want to do what I do? I go, of course. And he says, well, I have an audition for you. I said, really? Where? I'm thinking, what part of Philadelphia do I need to go to? He says, in California. I said, California? Oh, my God. And so he said, yes, Leon Silvers with the Silvers is starting a new group. And so if you want to, you can go out there and audition. And that was the beginning of my professional career. Once again, my passion led me to walk around the corner and knock on Tony's door and say, I love what you're doing. I want to hear what you're doing. And I developed a relationship with the person that said, hey, I have an audition for you in California. And so, and then that's a long way. California is all the way on the other side of the United States. And so I told my parents I was going, and they said, what? And I said, yeah, I'm going to go audition. And so I've been chasing this dream for so long. And so finally I got on the bus and went out and auditioned. And I made the audition and been working with Leon Silvers ever since. And so God is good, and passion is wonderful. And I've just been very fortunate and very blessed to have the passion. So if you have passion for anything, you don't have to be from like mine. You have yours, whatever your passion may be. Don't ignore it. Don't ignore your passion. If you really want to do something, if you really want it, you can have it. But you gotta go for it. You gotta just go for it. And I just, you know, my friends couldn't believe that I would leave, because I was in college. But I was on a break. I never went back to that college again. I just transferred to another college. And I didn't think that I was going to just transfer to another college. I just thought, I'm chasing my dream, followed it. And then while I was there, as I was waiting to do the things that we needed to do, like And the Beat Goes On for the Whispers and the second time around for Shalimar, which were the first two songs I recorded, I might as well do something. So I went back to school, and I went back to music school, and still chasing, and majored in music, and minored in business law. And so it was, and that's when they discovered I had dyslexia. That's when the school had discovered I had dyslexia. And they said, we have all kind of programs for that. We can help you with this. And then, yeah. Well, you know, I didn't even stay there long enough. I mean, I stayed there for about a year, but my career started taking off, and I couldn't coexist in both places. I had to either be one place or the other. And I decided that the only reason I'm here is because of my music. So I need to go and be with my music. And that's what I had to let the school go. I'm really sad that I did. I wish that I was able to do both, but I couldn't. I was not mentally prepared to do that, and so I didn't. And so that's my own fault. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you guys, and I hope that it's a blessing to someone else who may be struggling with, you know, trying to figure out, you know, do you follow your passion or do you follow other people's passion for you, you know, or do you just you just play it safe, you know? That's your call. No one should, you know, but maybe a confidant or a parent, you know, should tell you that you should do this or shouldn't do this. And so if you don't have parents around you, but you have a confidant, you know, maybe share it with them what you're feeling and let them help you navigate, you know, because I'm telling you, I've been blessed, and I know so many other people have been blessed by just following their passion, you know, and then they could look back and, you know, and say, wow, I wouldn't own this shop if I didn't follow my passion. I wouldn't be able to retire if I didn't follow my passion. You know, I wouldn't be able to do the things that I could do and feel good about myself if I didn't follow my passion. So pay attention. Some of us don't even know what their passion is, right? Some of us just have no idea. But you have to wait for your passion to speak up. And when it speaks up, you need to listen. You need to pay attention. Really pay attention, because just like when your body tells you, I don't like that, it may be something you're eating or something you're drinking or something you're smoking, and the body says, I don't like that. You got to pay attention. So the body's telling you, don't do that. And you have to stop, or it can destroy you. So anyway, we're going to keep this music going. I'm just telling you that not to scare you, but I just want you to pay attention. And, we all need to pay attention, not just you, all of us. Still, I need to pay attention to stuff that's going on right now in my life. And so I'm looking for other things and opportunities and ways to be a blessing to my friends, and what can I do to help my friends and not just be helped by my friends, but to help my friends. How can I be a blessing to them? You know, I'm always looking to do something and be a blessing, because that's what I want. I want to be a blessing in the kingdom, in my Heavenly Father's kingdom, to His children, which is you guys. All right? So anyway, I'm going to play this other song by this other drummer that really influenced my music career as a drummer. And I thought I was going to be him. I loved his playing so much. I was like, I'm going to be him. I remember I was kind of a little cuckoo little kid. I was just crazy. And so, but anyway, I love Billy Cobham is his name. And this song is called Spectrum. And you guys, thank you so much for listening to my story. We're now in the second hour of the show. So we're going to just enjoy some good music. And I'll be back after a few songs here. But check out my brother, Billy Cobham. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. How about we get a little bit of our indie artists in here? Let's get going.
Right. Hey, hey, and if you like this thing that I'm doing, Come on, get loose and get grooving. Everybody, let's go tonight. Let it go tonight.
Yeah, yeah, we on the floor.
Let's turn it on. Everybody, come on, do what you want.
What you want.
And yeah, we're moving. And we're moving. And we're moving.
We on the floor.
Let's turn it up.
Everybody, throw your hands up.
And yeah, we're moving. We're moving. And we're moving.
Back to the moving, cause moving back to the music is groovy, groovy, get shaggy and Scooby watching the Doobie movie. I'm pleased to be pleasured, extreme with the measures as I scheme with the brothers. I'm plotting and planning, hip-hopping and jamming. If this is the opera, then Battle Cat, you're the Phantom. Yep, I'm on site on page and you can catch me crip walking like right on stage.
Oh, here we go tonight. Everybody on the floor tonight, gonna make it right.
Hey, hey, hey.
And if you like this thing that I'm doing, come on, get loose and get moving. Everybody, let's go tonight, let it go tonight.
Yeah, yeah, we on the floor.
Let's turn it on. Everybody, come on, do what you want.
What you want.
And yeah, we're moving, and we're moving, and we're moving.
We on the floor. Moving.
Let's turn it up.
Hey.
Turn it on, everybody come on, do what you want,
what you want.
And yeah, we're moving, and we're moving, and we're moving.
We on the floor.
Let's turn it up.
Everybody turn your hands up.
Oh. And yeah, we're moving, and we're moving, and we're moving.
Like you, baby. You're the kind of girl that I need.
love, 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 love. Love that bass line. My goodness gracious, that's Brian Morgan on the bass there, hitting it hard. My goodness. That was the last song that I got blessed to write with Richard Randolph before God decided he needed him with him. And so, but thanks, Richard. Love you, brother. And always enjoyed our life together. And, maybe God will have us together again. And so you take care and God bless you. Rest in peace, my friend. Oh, man, you're the kind of girl. And so, guys, you got about another 30-something minutes left in the show. And thank you again for tuning in. I got to remind you of Throwback Thursday. Woo! Throwback Thursday is tomorrow. I love you tomorrow. Ooh, I sound good. I know everyone's going, no, you don't. No, you stick to drums, stick to your day job. But anyway, I told Throwback Thursday tomorrow. Anyway, we'll be having a good time. Don't forget to post your pictures. I want to see those pictures when you were young and looking decent and blessing us. You know, hold on, I got to tell you something crazy. So I cut my hair the Saturday night getting ready for church, and then I went to church. I got on the drums and decided that the choir was going to be there, so the choir was behind me. And so we're just having a good time, praising God. And so then I get up and I go before the preacher's about to preach. I get up and I go into the bathroom, and I was just thinking, I wonder what my hair looks like in the back since I cut it, because I forgot to get confirmation that it was fine. And I looked in the mirror. I just turned around and I turned away from the mirror. I took my camera. I took a picture of the back of my head. I looked at the picture, and I had a big old bald spot. I was so embarrassed. I said, oh, my God, all those people behind me watching this bald spot I put in my head, because I couldn't see. I was just cutting it, and then I forgot to check. And so, anyways, I ended up cutting all my hair off. But anyway, don't forget, it's all good because I'm getting ready to go on the road anyway. So y'all won't have to see me anyway. But I'm getting ready. We're leaving on Monday to go to New Orleans. We're going down there to New Orleans and do some business out there, see some family out there, and then we'll be back. So we'll be doing the show on the road. So hang out with us next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday as we are on the road doing the show. And much love to you guys. I hope your day has been great so far. Your evening has been great, just depending on where you are in the world. I'm not sure. But to all our friends around the world, thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. We do appreciate you guys. And so we're going to keep the music going. From oh, my goodness. Another indie artist. Oh, and the original singer of this song. Here we go. Hey, hey.
Ooh. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame the way you hurt me. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. I'm sitting all alone by the telephone, wait for your call, but you don't call. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame the way you hurt me. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. You're like a child on a sunny day. First you play with love, and then you throw it away. Why do you do me? Why do you confuse me? How can
Let's that's loose and it has to go because it's been giving me like headaches. So I got to get it pulled. Yeah.
All right. Well, I just want to thank the listeners once again for blessing us and being a part of the show. We love and appreciate you guys and look forward to tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Throwback Thursday. And you never know who may call in. Don Fleming may call in. You never know. And then are you doing a John? John's got a lot going on, so I just want to ask, are you doing your show tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I got some time just, take my mind off a few things. So yeah, I'm going to definitely be on tomorrow.
What time is your show?
8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you guys tell a friend to tune in and hang out with me.
And I'll say the first part of this and you say the second part. And then we got Mr. Goldie Mack, and he will be on tomorrow evening with his show.
Goldie Mack's Cosmic Slap Shack. So tune in 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and he's got a lot of great funk and hip-hop music, man, he plays.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he plays the heck out of that hip-hop. That's his thing, and he loves it. But anyway, we'll be banging all day long. So, you guys, thank you so much for being a part of the
show. All day long and all night long.
All night long. Yeah, that sounds good. Maybe I should go see if I can get a deal. Anyway, you guys take care, and we appreciate you, and we love you. And the reason why is because we just can't help it. See you later, my brother. God bless, Don. Take care.
You guys have a great afternoon and the rest of your day, and good talking to you, Wardell. I'll get in touch. I'll holler at you a little later, but, man, thank you so much for hanging out and appreciate you giving me the opportunity to hang out with you.
Oh, that's all good. It's all good. And much love. Thanks, Greg, for everything, my brother. Thank you for helping me and doing what you do. And Astrid, you be safe getting back home. And you guys take care, and we'll see you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Oh, no.
All right.
You know, baby, I don't want to.